Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Varsha Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Women's Reservation Bill gets President's assent, becomes law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah tomorrow to elevate citizens' quality of life. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for mega cleanliness drive on Sunday. In Pakistan, at least 55 people killed in two suicide attacks in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India bagged 33 medals, including 8 gold, 12 silver and 13 bronze. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Women's Reservation Bill, which was passed by both houses during the recent special session of Parliament. The central government has issued a gazette notification for the legislation, which is also called Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Now the legislation has become a law. The law provides for 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies as well as the Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a unique week-long program for aspirational blocks in New Delhi tomorrow. The program has been named as Sankalp Saptah. It is linked to the effective implementation of the Aspirational Blocks program, which is aimed at improving governance at the block level to enhance the quality of life of citizens. The event will witness the participation of about 3,000 panchayat and block-level people's representatives and functionaries from across the country at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital. In addition, about 2 lakh people, including block and panchayat-level functionaries and farmers, will join the program virtually. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the nation will come together for a pivotal cleanliness initiative on Sunday at 10 a.m. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said a Swachh Bharat is a shared responsibility and every effort counts. He called upon everyone to join this noble endeavor to usher in a cleaner future. He said the continuous efforts in the field of cleanliness are very important for the respect of women as well as the health of all family members. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdaan from urban and rural India for the mega cleanliness drive on Sunday. While interacting with media on Swachhata Hi Seva in New Delhi today, Mr. Puri said a large number of resident welfare associations have come forward to volunteer for Shramdaan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. He said, in a first-of-its-kind initiative, the Army, Navy and Air Force personnel will join hands with civilians for the mega cleanliness drive.
On the 1st of October 2023, people in government and associate, a large number of NGOs, celebrities, have already signed down and provided support and encouragement on social media. Very famous film actors, religious leaders. So I think Swachhata Mission has clearly become a Jan Andolan.
In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Secretary Drinking Water and Sanitation Vinnie Mahajan said, in order to teach children about the importance of cleanliness, Department of School Education has encouraged all schools to undertake Swachhata activities.
The students are very active partners in these efforts. School children participate through rallies, through awareness drives. They are truly the ambassadors of sanitation, and it is where the children take this up as a cause that we see the most significant behavior change in the families and in the community.
The full interview can be heard immediately after this bulletin. The Ayush Ministry will also organize over 358 events across the country for the Ek Tarikh Ek Ghanta Ek Saath event and the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign on Sunday. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today said the surge in illicit trade is causing a shadow on India's progress towards the $5 trillion economy. Speaking at a function in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said the illicit trade has risen in recent times, which is damaging the developing economies like India and Africa. He said combating these unethical practices and endorsing the governance framework to reduce the occurrence of such illicit trade activities remains a matter of concern.
As a responsible nation, we cannot ignore the fact that the resources generated from the illicit trade directly fuel the violence and chaos perpetrated by the terrorist groups. It is our duty to safeguard our citizens and the world from these threats. To do so, we must strengthen our law enforcement agencies, enhance international cooperation, and enact stringent measures to combat illicit trade at its roots.
The Kaveri Water Management Authority has directed Karnataka to abide by the order issued by the Kaveri Water Regulatory Committee to release 3,000 cusecs of Kaveri water every day to Tamil Nadu till the 15th of October. In the meeting held in New Delhi today, the authority issued directions to release the said quantity of water for 18 days. Reacting to directions by the authority, both Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar have said that they will seek legal remedy as releasing water will jeopardize demands for water to the standing crop and drinking water in the state. Meanwhile, the Karnataka Band, called by pro-Kannada and farmers' organizations, concluded peacefully. The Band was against the release of Kaveri River water to Tamil Nadu. On the other hand, Tamil Nadu Water Resources Minister Durai Murugan has said the state government will make a demand at the Kaveri Water Management Authority's meeting that Karnataka should release water at the rate of 12,500 cusecs every day. Speaking to newspersons in Chennai today, the minister said both states need to work in a cooperative manner to resolve the issue. In Punjab, rail services remained disrupted for a second consecutive day today due to rail blockade agitation by 19 farmer organizations. More than 90 train routes have been affected in the state with this agitation. Nearly 50 trains have been cancelled till next orders, while 29 were cancelled partially. Routes of 11 trains have been diverted. The members of the farmer organizations in large numbers have been sitting on various railway tracks. The farmers' organizations are demanding minimum compensation of 50,000 rupees per acre to the flood affected and legal guarantees on minimum support price for their different crops. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Telangana on Sunday. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple developmental projects worth more than 13,500 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of key road projects that are part of Nagpur to Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate 5 new buildings of Hyderabad University. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said adverse comments on constitutional institutions is not good to settle politics. Addressing students of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar, the Vice President said, "It is a matter of concern that some people are seeing constitutional institutions from a political prism for political benefits."
I call upon everyone to be quite responsible when it comes to constitutional institutions. We must not look at constitutional functionaries with political prism only to score brownie political points. That is not acceptable.
In Tamil Nadu, the Madras District Sessions Court has extended the judicial custody of State Minister Senthil Balaji till the 13th of October. Senthil Balaji was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on June the 14th this year, accusing him of money laundering. The ED officials filed a charge sheet on the 12th of August in the case. The minister's bail plea was rejected on the 20th of this month. The Delhi government has announced the winter action plan to curb pollution level in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said pollution level has declined 30% in the city in the last 8 years due to several initiatives taken by the government. Announcing the main features of the 15-point winter action plan, Mr. Kejriwal said the government has identified 13 high pollution level hotspots. He added that the government has made special action plans for each hotspot and a war room and 13 special teams have been made to keep pollution level down in these hotspots. The government today revised the interest rates for small savings schemes for the third quarter of this fiscal, starting from the 1st of October. According to the Finance Ministry, the five-year recurring deposit will now fetch 6.7% interest rate against the existing 6.5% rate. However, there is no change in the interest rates for all other small savings schemes, and they will continue to offer the same rate of interest as they did in July to September period. The combined index of eight core industries, ICI, rose to a 14-month high of 12.1% provisionally in August this year as compared to the index of August 2022. The production of all eight core industries, namely cement, coal, crude oil, electricity, fertilizers, natural gas, refinery products and steel, recorded positive growth in August 2023 over the corresponding month of last year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stressed that the world is badly in need of some form of re-globalization. Speaking on India and New Pacific Order at Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C. this evening, Dr. Jaishankar said the particular model of globalization that has evolved over the last 25 years has a lot of inherent risks.
Globalization itself is undeniable. It has struck very deep roots. It has tremendous benefits. Nobody doubts that. But the particular model of globalization, which has evolved over the last 25 years, obviously has a lot of risks inherent in it. And today, how to address those risks and create a safer world is part of the challenge facing the Pacific Order.
In Pakistan, at least 55 people were killed and more than 50 injured in two suicide attacks in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces today. In Balochistan, a powerful suicide blast ripped through a mosque in the Mastang district, killing at least 52 people and injuring over 50 others who had gathered to celebrate the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. Hours later, another blast at a mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Hangu city killed at least 3 people. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. India has so far won a total of 33 medals in the Asian Games 2023 held at Hangzhou, China. These include 8 gold, 12 silver and 13 bronze. Team India are currently at 4th place. On day 6 today, the Indian contingent added 2 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze to the overnight tally. In athletics, Kiran Balyan won the bronze medal in women's shot put. Also in squash, Indian men's team has confirmed at least a silver medal by reaching the team final. They face Pakistan tomorrow in the final for the gold medal. Earlier, Indian men's squash team bagged bronze after losing to Hong Kong. In women's boxing, India's Nikhat Zareen beat Jordan to seal her place in the women's 50-kilogram boxing semifinals and assured herself a medal. She also secured a Paris 2024 Olympics quota in the women's 50-kilogram weight category. India beat Mongolia 68-62 in the women's basketball preliminary round Group A. Indian Grandmaster Pragyananda started his men's team chess campaign with a victory against Mongolia. Indian women's hockey team won the Pool A match against Malaysia 6-0. The Indian men's badminton team featuring Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth and Mithun Manjunath won 3-0 against Nepal in the quarterfinal tie. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said a low-pressure area is likely to form over east central and adjoining northeast Bay of Bengal by today and intensify thereafter into a well-marked low-pressure area. It will then move northwestwards in the direction of North Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. This weather system is likely to cause heavy rain in Gangetic West Bengal today and tomorrow. A yellow warning for heavy rainfall in Keonthar, Mayurbhanj, Balasar and Bhadrak districts has been issued for today. Heavy rainfall is also likely across Odisha from tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Women's Reservation Bill gets President's assent, becomes law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Sankalp Saptah tomorrow to elevate citizens' quality of life. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri says over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for mega cleanliness drive on Sunday. In Pakistan, at least 55 people killed in two suicide attacks in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India bagged 33 medals, including 8 gold, 12 silver and 13 bronze. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and News on EIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें। स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhataheseva.com पर जाएं।